大家好，我是 Kiki，欢迎收听今天的节目。2025年8月22日，河北孟村县发生了一起令人震惊的案件。25岁的刘某被发现家中死亡，身上有明显伤痕，家中留有血迹。她的丈夫金某和婆婆张某被逮捕，金某涉嫌家暴致死，张某则涉嫌销毁证据。这起案件不仅揭示了家庭暴力的严重性，也折射出其背后的社会与家庭复杂性。刘某的家人曾因担忧金某的行为反对这段婚姻，而他本人也曾因为家暴和出轨的问题求助，而未得到有效的支持。今天我们将从这起案件出发，探讨女性在面对家暴时该如何应对，该如何打破沉默，寻求正义。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。作为特别节目，欢迎大家在评论区留言、讨论、转发。Hello, everyone. I'm Kiki. Welcome to today's episode. On August 22, 2025, a tragic case in Mengchun County, Hebei shocked the nation. 25-year-old Liu was found dead with visible injuries and blood stains were discovered in her home. Her husband, Jin, and his mother, Zhang, were arrested, Jin for alleged domestic violence leading to death and Zhang for destroying evidence. This case reveals not only severity of domestic violence, but also the complex social, familial, domestic behind of it. Liu's family opposed her marriage due to concern about Liu Jin's behavior, but she previously sought help for abuse and infidelity, but never got effective support. Today, we will discuss how women can confront domestic violence, drawing from this case and broader perspectives to explore ways to break the circle of silence and seek justice. The following is still my interview with Sister Ingrid on related issue. Cause of today is special podcast lecture. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, everybody, firstly, still my today's study summary. In August 2025, a very sad, angry thing happened in a county in Hebei, China. A 25-year-old young mother, Liu, was killed by her husband, who often hurt her. Her mother-in-law not only failed to stop it, but also suspected of helping to delete security footage to hear the truth. This tragedy makes us think about some deeper questions. Bible always says that everyone person is made in the image of God. That means everyone's life is incredible, precious, and deserves to be respected and protected. Any form of violence is just an attack on God's precious creation. Miss Liu should have received love and protection from her family, not harm. As bystanders, we might wonder if someone had spoke up for her earlier, would the outcome have been differently? Bible also encourages us to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. So here is a question for all of us. If someone around us is getting hurting, how can we use our action to respect and protect the image of God in them and be a voice for justice? Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, yes, we should consider that human beings are made in the image of God. Therefore, in the laws of Noah, which God gave after Noah came out of the ark, God said that every person who has shed the blood of another shall be punished by having his own blood shed.
大家好啊，的确如此。我们应该认识到，人类是按照上帝的形象所创造的。因此，在诺亚方舟之后，上帝颁布了新的诺亚律法。上帝曾说："凡流别人之血，也当流自己之血"的刑罚。
But the Bible gives us a realistic view of human beings in former times and today as well. The first humans fell into sin, and already in the second generation, there was a man named Cain who murdered his brother Abel because of envy.
但圣经让我们对古今人类有了更现实的认识。第一批人类就开始坠落，他们就开始犯罪。到了第二代，一个名叫该隐的人因为妒忌杀死了他自己的亲哥哥亚伯。
God saw that he was suffering from envy and gave him the warning, "Sin is crouching at the door, but you must rule over it." Cain did not put away these bad feelings and killed his brother.
上帝看到他心中充满了妒忌，便警告他说：“罪孽伏在门口，但你必须制止。”该隐并没有放下自己的罪孽，而反而杀害了他的弟弟。
We can read how history went on in the Old Testament of the Bible. For example, there was a queen who killed all the royal children and took their throne.
我们在圣经旧约部分里读到历史是如何发展的，比如曾经有一位女王杀死了所有的王室子弟，并且夺取了王位。
Therefore, a psalm writes about humans after the fall into sin. Psalm 53:3. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one.
因此，在圣经第53章第3小节当中写道：“人类堕落之后，都偏离了正轨，一同变为了污秽，并没有行善之人，世间连一个都没有。”
Paul writes in Romans 3:11, "No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside, together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave, they use their tongues to deceive. Their venom of asp is under their lips, their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery, and the way of peace they have not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes."
保罗在罗马书第三章写道：“没有人明白，没有人寻求，他们都偏离正路，一同变为无用之物。没有人行善，世间连一个都没有。他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头做诡诈，嘴里只发出有毒的气息。他们的口中满是诅咒和苦毒，杀人流血，他们的脚却飞快地跑走。”所经之路尽是毁坏与凶暴，平安之路他们未曾知晓。他们眼中没有神，不怕神。
In this condition, we all are, without having received Jesus as our Savior. And especially in our time, which Christians call the end times, Paul sent a warning to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3.
我们所有人都处于这种境况，还没有人接受耶稣为我们的救主，尤其是在我们这个时代，也就是基督徒所说的末世。保罗在提摩太后书第三章向提摩发出了最严重的警告。
But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unpeaceable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people.
你该知道，末世必有艰难的日子降临。那时的人们要专顾于自己，他们只喜欢贪慕钱财、自夸、傲慢无礼、诽谤、违背父母、忘恩负义，心中不再圣洁，无亲情，不肯解怨，好说谗言，不能自着，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐而不爱神。有前进的外貌，却背离了前进的实意，这样的人，你们要躲避。
Matthew warns in Matthew 24:12, "And because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will grow cold." In this verse, it refers to love within the family.
马太在《马太福音》第24章12小节中已然警告，只因不法的事情会增多，许多人的爱人之心才逐渐冷却。这段内容指的是家庭内部已经被损毁的爱。
So the Bible warns us that violence, harms, and tragedies in families will increase in the last days before the return of Jesus as King and Judge.
因此，圣经警告我们，在耶稣作为君王与审判者回归之后的最后的日子里，家庭中的暴力、伤害和悲剧将会不断的增加。OK，based on above research study content, now let me ask sister some related question. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, Shwester. If God says every person is super valuable and made to be like him, how can hitting or hurting someone ever be okay? What does it tell us about what happened to Liu? 如果上帝说每个人都非常珍贵，是照他的形象所创造的，那打人或伤害人怎么可能是对的呢？尤其像这个案件中，这个可怜的女生会有什么样的启示呢？
Hitting or hurting a person is never okay. Therefore, God set a judge and a court to punish his crime as it should be punished.
打人或伤人永远是不对的，因此上帝设立了审判制度与法庭来惩罚这种罪行，并给予应有的罪责。
Romans 13:3-4 says, "For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive its approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath to the wrongdoer."
因为做官的原是不叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫行恶的所惧怕。你们岂难道不怕掌权之人吗？你们要行善，就必纳税，让人喜悦，因为他是神的用人，是对你们有益之人。你们要作恶，却要感到惧怕，因为他不是空空的所带着佩剑，而他是神边上的人，所以你们是要遭报应的。为要执行之神而所震怒，最后惩罚作恶者。
This power the court has got from above, as we read in the Gospels. So Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would not have authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin."
法庭上所获的权利，我来解释一下。比多拉对他说："你不是说你不要跟我讲话吗？你难道不知道我有权利可以释放你，也有权利钉你上十字架吗？"而耶稣却回答说："若不是上天赐给予你的权利，你就根本就没有办法处理我。所以把我交给你的那个人，罪责更重。"
Another word from the Bible challenges us. Jesus talked about the greatest commandments in the law.
圣经中还有一句话对我们提出了挑战，耶稣谈到了律法中最重要的诫命部分。
Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." In this context, Jesus took the parable of the Good Samaritan to help a man who has been assaulted by robbers. Before the Samaritan came, a priest and a Levite passed by, pretending not to see the wounded man.
马太福音第22章第36至39小节，从说到， 夫子律法上所说的诫命，哪一条是最重要的呢？耶稣回答：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意去侍奉你的神，这是诫命中第一条，也是最重要的一条。其次，你要相信，也就爱人如己。在这个比喻当中，耶稣讲了撒玛利亚人的比喻。撒玛利亚人帮助了一个被强盗抢劫的人。在撒玛利亚人来之前，一个祭司和一个利未人曾经过，假装没看见这个受到伤害的人。
Another word is in Luke 6:31. As you wish that others would do to you, so do to you to them. You search for help, so the people who did not help her also became guilty of this tragedy. Sin is not only what we do, but also what we fail to do, as it is written in James.
另一句话来自于《路加福音》第六章第31小节：“你们愿意别人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。寻求帮助，所以那些没有帮助他的人也要为这场悲剧负有责任。罪责不仅仅是我们所做的，也是我们没有所做的。”Second issue, stressor. Therefore, Bible say to speak up for people who can't speak for themselves. What's one real thing we or our church can do to help somebody being hurt at home? 圣经上曾经说，要为那些无法为自己说话的人来发声。我们或者是教会能做什么样的事情来帮助这些在家中被伤害的人呢？
In former times, churches had the right to give asked to anybody who is in danger. I don't know if it still exists in China.
过去，教会有权利向处于危险中的人施救。我不太清楚在中国是否存在这样的权利。
In Germany, there are refugee places for women in danger. When a woman is not safe at home, she can escape to such a home, and the people there will protect her from her violent husband.
德国有专门处于危险中的妇女设立的难民营。当妇女在家中深感不安，她可以逃离，来到这样的避难所，那里的人会保护她免受丈夫的伤害。
This is something we can use the church buildings for to hide those who are in danger.
我们可以利用教堂来隐藏那些处于危险之中的人。Next question, Cecilia. God takes marriage seriously, but does that mean you have to stay safe in a relationship where you are not safe? What should you do? 上帝看重于婚姻，但这是否意味着你必须待在一段令人不安全的关系当中？你应该怎么做？
The first thing is that God hates divorce because when a family breaks, all people in the family suffer.
首先，上帝确实不同意离婚，因为当一个家庭破裂的时候，所有人都会受到罪责与苦难。
It is said too that this what God has joined should not be broken, and that man and woman in a marriage are one.
也有人说，上帝结合的这个东西是不可以拆散的，婚姻当中的男人和女人是一体化。
But when a violent man is hurting the wife, it is obvious that God not joined these two people and that they never can become one.
但是，当一个男人伤害妻子的时候，很明显，上帝并没有将这两个人结合在一起，他们永远不可以成为一体，成为夫妻。
So it is better to escape than to suffer violence that can lead to death.
因此，逃离永远比遭受可能导致死亡的暴力要好。Next question, sister. God loves justice. In Luke's case, people who should have didn't. What does doing the right thing look like for us when we're seeing something wrong? 上帝喜爱正义，在今天的案例当中，本应该帮助他的人并没有出手相救。当我们看到不对的事情的时候，如何做正确的事呢？
I don't know the laws in China, but in Chile you can ring anonymous the police and they come and look what is happening.
我不太了解中国的法律，但在智利，你可以匿名给警察打电话报警，他们会来查看具体发生了什么样的案件和内容。
Maybe it's possible to put her into the car and drive with her to the hospital for to have evidences of home violence after.
也许当时可以把她放进车中，然后开车直接去医院鉴定，以便获得家庭暴力的有力证据。Next issue, sister. Bible says to help carry each other's stuff very heavily. How can we be butterflies and accurately help if we think someone is being mistreated? 圣经上曾说要互相帮助、互相分担。如果我们觉得有人被虐待了，怎样才能成为更好的帮手，真正的给予他们帮助呢？
I worked in a women's project before, and there was a woman who was mistreated at home.
我以前在一个妇女公益项目当中工作过，其中有一位女子在家中受到了虐待。
The problem with her was that she did not want to leave her home. Even we said to her, it will not become better.
她的问题是，她并不想离开家庭，即使我们告诉她，情况也不会好转。
Sometimes women are so afraid of being alone with the children that they don't have the courage to leave and begin a better life.
有的时候，女人们非常害怕独自与孩子待在一起，以至于她们没有勇气离开，并开始更好的生活。
If she belongs to a traditional family, there is fear to be punished or persecuted of the other family members.
如果她来自于一个传统的家庭，她就是会总是担心她的家庭成员遭到相应的惩罚或者丈夫的迫害。
Or she's afraid to leave because she has no job and money to survive.
或者他害怕离开，因为他没有工作，也没有钱去维持生存。
She has no place to stay and prefer to stay in her house, hoping that the situation becomes better with the time.
他没有地方住，宁愿留在家中，希望情况随着时间推移会有所好转。Next issue, stressor. Therefore, using your strength to hurt someone is wrong. How did having more power like Liu's husband hurt her? And how can we make sure this doesn't happen again? 用你的力量去伤害别人是错误的。权力更大的时候，如何让她的丈夫选择了伤害她？我们如何确保这样的事情不再发生呢？
Well, God gave men the power for to work. There are cultures where women are the possessions of men and men can do what they want with the woman.
的确如此，上帝赋予了男人的工作方面的能量。在某些国家的文化当中，女人是男人的财产，男人可以对女人为所欲为。
In the time of the Bible, the culture was similar, but Jesus was absolutely revolutionary how he treated women. He gave them worth and respect.
在圣经时代，文化也相似。但耶稣对待女性的方式绝对是革命性的，他赋予了所有人平等的价值观与尊重。
For example, it was possible that a man throws his wife outside the house, and the only possibility for her to survive was to work as a prostitute.
例如，一个男人可能把他的妻子赶出家门。而作为妻子，她生存的唯一可能性就是在当时选择当妓女。
We don't know why Rahab and Mary Magdalene were prostitutes. But the spies of Israel saved Rahab, and Jesus saved Mary Magdalene from this horrible life.
我们并不知道拉哈和摩大玛的玛利亚为何最终会沦为妓女，但以色列当时的探子救出了拉哈。 耶稣又将摩大马的玛利亚从这种可怕的生活中拯救出来。
Among the disciples were women too who traveled with them and followed Jesus.
门徒当中也有很多妇女，她们与其他人一起旅行，并且跟随着耶稣本人。Next issue. Therefore, sister. Forgiving someone is important, but does forgive means you have to let them keep hurting you? What's the difference? 原谅别人固然很重要，但原谅意味着你必须让别人继续伤害你吗？这二者之间的区别是什么？
Of course, we can forgive when the person stops hurting us. Asking for pardon and going on hurting is a form of manipulation. The victim thinks she has survived violence and is happy that everything changes, and in the next moment, he's hurting again.
当然，当对方不再伤害我们的时候，我们可以选择原谅，这是前提。请求原谅并继续伤害我们，这则是一种操纵。受害者认为他已经从暴力中幸存下来，并为一切为之改变而感到高兴，但下一刻，她的丈夫又开始继续伤害她，这是一个轮回。
In this case, it is better to run away. Forgiveness comes later when she is safe.
既然如此，不如逃跑，等他得救了，再选择是否原谅他。Next issue. Jesus always help people who were hurted. How can our church be a place where someone like Liu could go to feel safe and get real help? 耶稣总是帮助受到伤害的人，我们的教会如何能成为一个像帮助刘这样的人，可以去感到安全并获得真正救助的地方呢？
We need specialized people who know about what's going on in this home, and we need refugee rooms in our church where we can receive people in danger.
我们需要专门的人员来了解这个家庭里所发生的所有事情。我们需要在教堂里设立难民室，以便接收处于危险当中的人们。Next one. Therefore, sister, if you see someone being mean to another person and you do nothing, is that okay? What does the Bible say about people who see bad things but look away? 如果你看到有人对其他人施暴，你却什么也不做，这对吗？圣经中对看到做坏事的人视而不见的人会怎么样说呢？
There we have the word of James in James 4:17. So whoever knows the right things to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin.
雅各书第四章第十七节当中说了，所以人们若知道什么该做，什么不该做，却不去执行，这就是他的罪过。OK，today's last issue. God promised a future with no more crying or pain. How can believing this help give someone the strength to get off a scary situation now? 上帝承诺了一个不再有眼泪和痛苦的未来，相信这个希望可以给予人力量，让他们成就自己并摆脱可怕的处境。如何做呢？
The future without crying will be in the millennium, in the thousands years, when Jesus will come to reign on earth.
没有哭泣的未来将是千禧年。1000年之后，耶稣将再次统治地球。
If we are suffering and cannot escape because we live, for example, in Afghanistan, there it is impossible for women to escape, we should receive Jesus as our savior and be happy that this earthly suffering will stop. And when we will be in heaven with Jesus, there will all tears and suffering stop, and those who harmed us will receive a just judgment because God says,
而我们正在遭受苦难而无法逃脱，例如我们生活在战时的阿富汗，那里的妇女不可能逃脱。 我们应该接受耶稣做我们的救世主，并感到高兴，因为这种尘世间的苦难最终会停止。当我们与耶稣一起在天堂中的时候，所有的眼泪与苦难都将停止，那些伤害我们的人将受到公正的审判，因为上帝曾说。
God says in Isaiah 63, for the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of foundation had come. So God takes care about every issue of violence and victims, and he will take vengeance and righteousness at the end.
以赛亚第63章第4节当中说过：“因为复仇之日已在我心中，救赎之年已经到来，所以大家不必担心，未来可以得到拯救。”好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年9月快乐，我们下期再会。